Hello, this is Pete Rizzo, managing partner of Checkbook IRA LLC, a division of self-directed IRA Solutions. And today we've got Maximilian Pace, who's the CEO and founder of Animas Technologies. I always trip over that one. Max has an extensive background in the world of private funds investments and has over 7 years' experience in cryptocurrency investing. Max graduated from USC having studied finance and data analytics and has been researching the cryptocurrency market ever since. Welcome, Max. Thank you for taking your time today to talk to us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Peter.
Okay, good. And one of the things that's going on right now in the world, and well, I guess it will pick up a newspaper or look at a website without artificial intelligence hitting you in the face. And it seems like it's taking over everywhere. We've been lucky enough to be able to associate with Max and his company to give our clients, give people, another solution to Bitcoin investing. And so I'm going to, just kind of ask Max quite a few questions, about their company, about the experience you'll have with them, and give you a chance to, you'll have contact information afterwards so you can reach out to them and go a little more in depth if you're interested, in their systems. Can you describe Animas Technologies and what it does? What's your opinion of the crypto market right now? The whole ball of wax right in there, Max.
Yeah, absolutely. So Animas is an AI platform designed to develop data-driven trading strategies, specifically for digital assets. So over the past 6 years, what we've built is a fully automated software that ingests various types of information in real time and distills it into what that means for your portfolio. So back in 2016, my co-founder and I came across a piece of Stanford research proving the effectiveness of using data and trying to research or forecast the Bitcoin market. Given the combination of our skills and backgrounds at the time, we essentially used this piece of research as a thesis for our work and what is now our company today. So we started with a similar goal, as these researchers, which was, hey, can we figure out if Bitcoin is going up or down in the next 24 hours with a significant amount of confidence? And we approached that problem in a variety of different ways, some more simple like classification models, and eventually working through a palette of AI-driven approaches. And I think we quickly learned that, the crypto market was not a one-size-fits-all approach. So for Animas, we took the angle of creating a model-building machine where you can easily utilize different approaches to accomplish different objectives, right? So whether that's a custom basket of assets or a specific risk tolerance, we're actually able to meet the goals of each one of our clients. And that's what really gets me excited, Peter. It's not, hey, come invest in the strategy that I build. It's, hey, let's see exactly what you're trying to accomplish and how do we best get there, right? So,
Okay, let me ask
at
a quick
its
question. Can I ask a quick question? Because that just struck in there. So it's not a one size fits all. It's just if I come and say, gosh, I'm very conservative. I want to get good returns, but I'm going to, I don't want to take all the risks. You would have a different approach than somebody says, hey, let her rip.
Totally. Yeah. So what's
I'm going all on black.
totally. So it's actually pretty cool because we have variants of the same underlying strategies. Let's say the Bitcoin Alpha strategy, for example, right? The
Right.
underlying forecasting mechanisms and analysis there is relatively similar, but you can decrease or increase your risk tolerance, AKA, the amount of shots you're taking, right? To best achieve your desired risk reward profile, right? So we have variants of these strategies that are far more risk on or risk off. And really what that equates to is how much time in the market you're spending, right? So for the more conservative people, right, we can dial that risk parameter back and just take more confident shots. And, obviously there's a trade-off there between risk and return, right? So
Right.
those strategies inherently have less total return, but they also experience significantly less drawdown. And again, that's what I'm super excited about is the ability to customize an approach based on a investor's profile.
Okay, well, I mean that is one of the things that you know we see so often that people there's only it's either very risky or very conservative. There's no middle ground. Or
Right.
you know, now how often can you change your profile on there?
You know, I
'Cause
mean, that's something we have hundreds of variants of all of our strategies, right? And if someone came to me and they're like, hey, you know, I'm trying to optimize or I'm trying to get, you know, this is the metric that means the most to me, right? Someone comes, hey, I just want to make the most amount of money possible. I'll optimize the strategy or I'll pick the one with the highest total return, right?
Okay.
And on the converse side, it's like, oh, hey, I'm, you know, I am targeting Sharpe ratio. You know, this is my metric that matters the most to me, right? Risk adjusted returns, right? Then we can pull the strategy with that best metric optimized, which is awesome.
Okay, so it doesn't really matter if the market's going up or down. It's all because you're trading into the trades rather than just putting money in there and letting it sit, correct?
Yeah, so we have models that are long short, right? So they're balanced. They profit in both sides of the market. So that's right. It's not so much about timing the market, which is really nice, right? Because it's obviously a very difficult thing to do.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's
It's
figured it
more
out.
it's right. Yeah, I mean, we're trying to figure that out actively, and we realize, you know, being above 50% of taking good shots is obviously what matters, right?
Yeah.
But it's difficult. It's very difficult to time, and that's exactly why we built this. Is it isn't, hey, let's try and time the market. It's time in the market, right? It's let the strategy do the work. And
Right.
all you really need is patience.
Okay. Now, does somebody open up an account and let you trade? You know, trade their account, or what is your relationship with the client?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So what we do is we actually serve as a back-end manager on a brokerage account. So we prefer using SFOX, which is our brokerage of choice, but essentially how we provide our services is via API integration. So we're actually,
Okay.
you know, the client is enabling trading permissions or trading keys for us to then go and be the back-end investment managers on their account. And what's super cool about that is that we're actually doing it within the client's specific account. So what's different than, you know, like a fund model per se, where you're cutting me a check and you have a profit interest of a fund vehicle. We're actually doing it all in the environment of the clients, and that provides a much higher degree of transparency and trust.
Okay, so you use SFOX. Do you use other exchanges, or is that your exchange of choice that, you know, the only one that you use?
So we prefer using SFOX. We really like
Okay.
SFOX because of their combination of, you know, trading features and security. But we do have the ability to trade within other exchanges depending on the client's preference. So we have a
Okay.
handful of accounts on Gemini, Kraken, Coinbase, Binance. And what we found is that with existing crypto investors, they're really keen on using the environments that they're most comfortable in, right? So
Right.
we built the functionality to provide our services in any API compatible exchange. But again, if you're a new customer, we always, you know, encourage you to use SFOX.
Okay, so if one of our clients, I mean, we have a lot of clients that are in the cryptocurrency market, and if somebody says on Kraken, you know, they don't have to move a thing. All they can sign up with you without having to do anything different. You know, even opening another LLC, they could just give you permissions in Kraken, is that correct?
That's exactly right. So we would just have, you know, one call. It's super simple. And all you do is you'd enable an API key with trading access.
Okay.
You'd send us that API key, and then we'd plug it into our encrypted AWS server and hook it up to the strategy of your choosing.
Okay, well, I just really learned something today about all our conversations that I've had in the past with you, Max. I learned something big right here today. I'm glad we went down that kind of rabbit hole right there. So you're not it, you know, you're an assistant rather than encapsulating all their funds. You're
That's
assisting them in
exactly
their.
right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, now you only trade in Bitcoin right now, correct?
So we don't. We actually built the
Okay.
system to be able to trade all cryptocurrencies if the
Okay.
necessary data is available. Yeah,
Okay.
we find that most investors like to start with the more credible names in the space like Bitcoin and Ethereum, right?
Yeah,
And our most
correct.
popular strategy, the Bitcoin Alpha strategy, we launched in December of 2020, And that strategy has returned 232% compared to Bitcoin's 52% over the same time frame. You know, but we do have a handful of instances where people who are larger holders of, let's say, all their, you know, smaller altcoins, and they'll actually contact us to manage their assets, right? So we have the ability to provide what we call these single coin models, where, you know, we're just trading a specific asset, or we can manage, you know, we can provide managed exposure to a custom basket of assets. So the idea there is, if you want to gain exposure to a specific theme within crypto, right? So for example, the metaverse, layer ones, layer twos, whatever's in the headlines, we can essentially curate a basket of assets that provides managed exposure to these exponentially growing three themes, all using that same underlying forecasting technique.
Okay. Well, now I learned something else again today. I'm glad we're having this conversation. For I think that's something. I mean, we have people that, I mean, Bitcoin has been the major what you could say crypto investment. Other than the people that are really knowledgeable and start jumping into all these other things with Ethereum, but having the ability to go in and have somebody manage it into these other altcoins, I mean, that's extremely useful too.
Definitely. And yeah, you make a good point where it's like, we want, you know, at Animus, we want to guide people towards the big credible names. So my goal isn't to lead you down the rabbit hole and have you pick a bunch of random coins that may or may not be credible, right? We want to lead you to what we know is works really well, which is Bitcoin and Ethereum. Predominantly, right? But with that being said, you know, we obviously know that the crypto market's going to evolve, and a lot of other coins are going to come into focus, right? So the technology itself has the capabilities of capturing all these other tokens as well.
Okay, so if I come and want you to invest in Snoop Dogg's coins, you can.
Oh yeah,
you can do that. Okay,
totally.
Okay, if I ever make that call,
if we can find the data.
Who developed the algorithms, and why not just get rich yourselves? And because it sounds
It's a great question.
It sounds like it. So I mean, you can just put money in it and say, "See ya."
Yeah. So our CTO Jack Elliott has developed the entire Animus pipeline by hand. You know, which is really incredible if you think about it. So I've been extremely fortunate to have worked with him over the years, and we've done a lot of the strategic thinking together, like discussing the functions of the platform. But in terms of who's actually literally writing all the code, it's Jack. You know, and to answer your question about why not get rich and do it yourself, the honest answer is that we didn't have enough personal savings between us when we started. Jack and I started this project in college together. In order to really get this project to its capacity, you know, we worked with outside capital as a means of scaling. And it's also really cool too, because we're able to empower our investors, a lot of which are now close friends of ours, you know, with these next generation tools. And I think it comes at a really interesting time, to your point earlier, when people are starting to learn about the real potential of AI, right? So to actively see how that can immediately improve the returns and investment philosophy is super cool.
I mean, I think AI, I mean, it's extremely interesting, and it's extremely, you know, it's unbelievable what it does. And it's actually a little bit scary, to be honest with you. But especially for an old guy like me. So it's, you know, it's one of the things there. Now, one of the biggest things, I mean, our clients get concerned with is safety mm-hmm. of their, you know, investments. We had a number of clients in the FTX that had in that exchange, but they're able to skedaddle without, you know, without having any type of, you know, what should you say, hurt, other than they're going to have to, you know, answer to the fact that they have, you know, an account sitting over there that you had an account, had an IRA account over there that they're going to, you know, they might try clawback or one thing or another. So how safe, and I think I, my questions are kind of answered on this one, that you guys really don't hold the funds, you just manage them.
That's right. And that's exactly right. So, you know, I'll address this in two points. So for Animus, when a client provides us permissions to trade their account, What is actually happening is we're just creating an API key together that specifically allows trading and admissions, you know, on their account. It's like an investment manager, like I
said.
Okay,
for old guys like me, what's an API?
Yeah, so an API is an application programming interface. And what it is, it's a back-end piece of code that allows me to interact with a different application, right? So my Animus platform, my Animus application, can connect to Kraken's exchange application, and it can tell the exchange, you know, commands to execute, right? Okay. I can query data. I can say, oh, how much money is in this account today, right? And I can say, oh, based on our signal, we need to trade X amount of Bitcoin and Y amount of Ethereum. And it'll push those commands via API into that account.
Okay. Okay. Now for new, that makes sense. Okay. That makes sense. But you know, now for a new investor coming in, and I know you, and the custodian you use, is it Safeguard? Or what is the...
Safe? Yeah, so Safe Trust is the custodian that operates with SFOX. Yep.
Okay. Okay. And you have that relationship with them. The, you know, no, so in other words, the client still holds the... When the clients deal with something like that, Checkbook IRA LLC, they still are the kind of controlling their assets. Only correct?
That's right. Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to explain a little bit how this Checkbook IRA works within your system?
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So IRA LLCs are really a game changer for us because we're able to provide these actively traded strategies tax deferred to our clients, which is really amazing if you consider the nature of the returns of some of our strategies. So essentially, why it's so fascinating to me is essentially you're able to reinvest what you'd normally be paying in taxes each year and compound this growth up until retirement, right? So I really do think that the IRA LLC angle is going to be probably our most rapidly growing component of our business, just considering the feedback we're getting from the investors. But from like an operations onboarding perspective, you know, all it requires is just signing up for an exchange account on SFOX with the business, with the LLC. So you just sign up for, you know, a brokerage account the same way you would as an individual, right? And that same process where you just hook up the API key and you're all set. But again, you know, I love the angle that we're taking together of trying to use these tax efficient vehicles, right? Because I think the retirement space has never seen, you know, returns of this nature, right? So imagine the tax savings you're getting and actually multiplying that over time, right?
Well, and the beauty of it too, the beauty of it is that with all the trades that you're doing, I would imagine there's quite a few per day or per week or what have you, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's right. So our system actually has the ability to change its position every hour. You know, with that being said, we actually average a couple trades a week.
Okay.
So it's a balance of reactivity, right? The ability to react when the market is changing quickly and not over trading, right? So we strike a balance between allowing the system to actually make those trades and how much we actually do so. But yeah, you're right. It's making a ton of trades, right? And that's why having that tax efficient structure is so important.
Right. Because what seems like it's coming down the pike is if the normal person comes in and takes money outside of, say, an LLC or outside and puts it in there, they're going to be recording gains and losses on each trade.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a nightmare at their year-end tax reporting. I don't know. I mean, that's just the type of things we're seeing. Now, this will also work with a solo 401k and a Roth IRA too, correct?
Yep, that's right. So solo 401ks work just fine too. Right. And again, these accounts are great because they also provide that similar tax efficient nature, right? So you get that same tax savings effect over time.
Okay. Why have I, you know, I had a question if you're planning to add other crypto, but you already answered that question for me. So it kind of surprised me. Now, everybody's coming out with these AI driven trading strategies. Why is yours better? I guess this is a big one. I can't, you know, it's all going through the, or why is your system better, put it that way, then? And yeah, I can go into any account now and who knows how much AI they are.
Right.
That's what everybody's saying. So
yeah, that's a good question. And it's funny because people do like to slap the term AI on everything nowadays. But the The answer is really two parts. First, it's all about experience in this market, to tell you the truth. As I've mentioned, we've been doing this for over 6 years now. And in that time, we've actually ran over 100,000 different models while being able to learn the strengths and weaknesses of the different approaches in different situations, right? So a lot of our partners now that we work with actually, and this is on the more institutional B2B side within the space, actually started by trying to do this themselves, right? Building these multi-purpose like model building machines and realized just how quickly, how resource intensive and how difficult it is to do at a high level, right? So I would say the first main thing, quite frankly, is, it's that first mover's effect. It's the fact that we've been doing this since 2016. The second is the quality of the data that we're consuming, right? So as a result of how long we've spent doing this, we've been able to test thousands of different data sets. And more importantly, we've been able to learn how to combine these different types of data into what actually propels price action at the time frames that we're trading at. So, an example of this is years ago when we were starting, actually, we actually worked with our primary provider sentiment data to build custom data feeds and intervals that best suited our strategy. So, to tell you the truth, we have a unique blend of information and experience using this information. And that ultimate experience is what is evident, that experience is evident in the returns that we provide to our investors, right? So at the end of the day, it's all numbers driven. It's, does the performance match, the expectation, right? But again, it's a two-part answer in terms of our competitive advantage. The first is experience, and the second is the quality of the information we're looking at.
Well, yeah, I mean, one of the things that you said in there, I kind of went through is numbers driven, where so many of us, and I know I've been guilty of this as an investor, where it gets to become emotion driven. And
Totally.
that ends up being nothing but a headache. And it has never worked out for me.
Yeah,
So
well,
it's.
it's funny you say that. It's because, emotions are really what's driving the crypto market, right? More so than any other market, right? And that's actually why what we're doing works so well is our primary vertical of alpha or data that we're looking at is sentiment analysis. It's how are these topics being mentioned in news outlets, on social media platforms, and how does that affect people's stance or psychology towards these specific topics, right? And we're able actually to distill that into how it's changing in a measurable fashion, and then, take the next step of, okay, how does that mean? What does that mean for your portfolio?
And I mean, a good example is, when you say emotion driven, Elon Musk and Mark Cuban come on, start talking about Doggy Coin, and
Yep.
thing goes through the roof,
Yep.
and makes no sense whatsoever. And it's just going absolutely nuts. So people start emotionally jumping on the bandwagon. That's always a scary part. I think one of the things that's really, really unique about your system is that somebody doesn't have to give you a bunch of money and have you invest at some far off place. All you're doing is you're helping them with their investments.
Exactly.
Every other AI model that I've looked at is. I mean, there's one very, I'm not even going to name them. They have the most popular Bitcoin or name, and you've got to give them, $50,000, and it has to go into their platform, and they just do whatever they do with it, and but you don't have the ability to move it to another custodian. You don't have the ability to do anything. You have to sell your assets. This seems like a very good strategy that you is probably giving you the ultimate control over your assets while entering that, cryptocurrency marketplace. And
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's like, how do we, that was our angle. It's like, how do we provide the value of a hedge fund, right? Or of a institutional grade tool, but in the environments of something that a normal, retirement account or, a normal investor would be comfortable with, right? And the answer was not, in our opinions, it's not setting up a vehicle that, you have to deposit money in and you get one call every quarter and you get one report every quarter and you have no idea what's going on, right? The idea is like as this kind of like concept or theory of AI and investing in particular becomes more of a practical thing, you know, there's a happy medium of being able to show people how to get there, right? Allowing them to see what's going on in those accounts, right? That's what's really special, is being able to follow along and actually learn throughout the process as well, right? Like I try to be an educator in the space as well, as opposed to just a money manager, because that's ultimately what's going to get people more, you know, experience or more excitement with these type of technologies, is really just having more hands-on experience.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's one of the things, you know, and again, why as a company, we believe in educating the client. And, you know, it's one of the things that you want somebody, you know, even though they might have never gone into a space, to be educated about it. And, you know, I can't tell you enough how much my eyes opened up this morning. What's it, morning here? It's probably afternoon where you are today. I'm out in the Arizona area. So it's that, you know, the view of it, it's for clients, it gives them, again, the safety factor. I hate to keep you using the word safety, but it is something that somebody wants to control. We've had people that got involved in investments in companies that they can't get their money out, and they're always wondering where it is, if the check's going to come this way. They know exactly where it is and what it's doing. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of glad we went down that road. Is there a minimum investment? If somebody I say, Max, I want you to manage my Coinbase account. Is there a minimum investment or minimum account size that you guys have?
Yeah. So our minimum is 25,000 currently.
Okay. Okay. And you take,
and we and try to,
okay.
Yeah. We try to make it a little lower than what a traditional fund is. Traditional funds are anywhere from like 50 to 100 to 250. So I try to be slightly beneath that to give some of those, you know, fringe people the opportunity to participate in strategies like this. But, you know, anything below that is kind of, you know, it's hard to keep track of all the accounts, to tell you the truth, right? So from like a, just from a managerial perspective, it makes sense to take accounts 25 and above.
Okay. Now, how can somebody get more information on this? When they get off today and they go, gosh, that sounds interesting, how can they get a hold of you or get a hold of somebody from your company?
Yeah. So look, there's a number of ways to learn more. They can always contact me directly. I'll give you my phone number. It's 650-773-9471. You can always email me, so maximilian@animus-technologies.com, or they can always go to our website too, so animus-technologies.com. There's a number of ways. I think we also have some content on your website as well.
Correct.
So yeah, I mean, you know, I think the easiest way is, you know, either contact me directly or go to our website and schedule a meeting. But look, I love doing this. So, you know, the more meetings, the better.
Well, it'll be on the, we'll also have this on the, you on the printed version of this podcast too. So
sweet.
Anybody that wants to get a hold of you can do that. How'd you, one last question. How'd you come up with the name Animus? There's obviously means something.
So that's a great question. And it's funny because Animus has so many different meanings, but the meaning that we chose was it means mind in Latin, or spirit. Okay. And it kind of encapsulated that idea of a learning network and learning emotions in particular to do the forecasting, right? So, you know, that's also courtesy of our engineer, Jack.
Okay. So he thought deep about this, right?
Yeah.
It is. Well, cool. Well, hey, thank you so much for your time this morning. I really appreciate it. And again, we've got Maximilian Pace from Animus Technologies, and an AI platform that helps you trade your crypto or takes you to the next level in your crypto trading. You can be very experienced or a complete novice, and they can work with you to help you, you know, and get better results to your portfolio. Anything you'd like to add, Max?
That's it, Peter. Thanks for having me, and I really appreciate it, and hope to chat with all your viewers. So appreciate
super.
It.
We will talk to you later. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care.
Bye now.